Reed Show is presented by Campbell Soup Company, makers of 21 kinds of Campbell soups, 4 kinds of Franco-American spaghettis, and 3 kinds of Campbell's beans.
Forgive me for interrupting your feverish activities, but when you get a minute, would you mind cleaning up my golf clubs?
Mail for you, Daddy.
Oh, thanks, sweetheart.
There is the laziest thing that ever lived.
Dad said a growing boy should get lots of rest, so I'm getting it.
Mother, look at this, the announcement of the Hilldale Centennial. It's the party of the year. I'll get to wear my formal.
I'm devastated.
Oh, isn't that exciting? Oh, you know, I've never danced with anyone with such perfect grace and rhythm before. Oh, you know, we passed each other in the school hall dozens of times, and, well, I was just waiting for you to speak. What took you so long?
Are you going to introduce me to your friend?
I was daydreaming.
Obviously, pleasant dreams.
The Hilldale Centennial Party is next week. I just got the announcement.
Oh, it's formal.
I'll get to wear my blue chiffon and have my hair done all different and go with the handsomest new boy in school, if he asks me.
One question, dear. Where do you intend to get the money for this all different hairdo?
An advance on my allowance?
I don't know. That will depend on some improvement in your schoolwork, which is something I want to talk to you about.
Mother, if it's about my grade in French...
A C-minus.
I can't help it, Mother. I just don't understand it.
Well, honey, we have to do something about it. The whole country is behind in foreign languages, and well, we're going to see that you learn at least one. Now, I've hired a tutor for you.
A tutor?
Now, don't fight it. It's all decided. The tutor will be here this afternoon.
Oh, Mother, isn't French grim enough without having to take from some old fuddy-duddy of a tutor?
Well, I doubt that he'll be a fuddy-duddy.
He?
Yes, he was recommended by your high school counselor. Boy in your grade, I think.
Oh, Mother, there is no boy in my grade who's good enough in
his
French.
His name is Joel Duplain.
Joel Duplain?
Yes, you know him?
Well, that's him. That's he. Oh, boy. Oh, Mother, you're an angel.
Do you mean to tell me that's the boy you want to take you to the dance?
Yes, isn't that wonderful? Oh, Mother, now aren't you happy that I'm finally taking an interest in French?
Ouvrez la porte. Fermez la fenêtre.
A little old sandwich sitting alone is a lonely thing to see. For every little sandwich needs Campbell's soup to keep it company. Campbell's soup adds nourishing goodness to a sandwich lunch and turns it into a good hot meal. Give every little sandwich Campbell's soup to keep it company. Mmm, good.
I'm Joel Duplain, Mrs. Stone.
Yes, Joel, come in. I'll call Mary. This is my daughter, Mary.
Hello, Joel. We've seen each other at school.
Oh, yes, Mary. Of all the girls in school who have smiled to me, you are the only one who has done this. I will have to learn what many things mean in the United States. You see, we just moved on from Canada.
Yes, the counselor told me.
What does this, mean?
Well, I think it means that a certain girl's parents are going to have a little chat with a certain girl. Would you like to study in the living room?
Your mother is very nice.
Yes, a bit old-fashioned at times, but very nice. Shall we begin? Oh. Thank you very much. Oh, it's the announcement of the centennial party. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, are you washing the golf clubs in the sink?
Oh, I'm all finished.
Paper towels.
Boy, all I ever do is work, work, work. Jeff Stone, boy mule. Have harness, we'll travel.
Well, I'll admit washing golf clubs is very heavy work.
No kidding, Mom. If it isn't one thing, it's something else. You want the honest truth?
By all means.
I hate work.
It's your age. You'll grow out of it.
You think I'll grow out of working altogether?
Anything is possible.
Try it once more, Mary.
Voici la plume.
Voici. Voici.
Voici la plume.
Very good. Well, we have covered about 10 pages for today. I think that would be all.
Maybe we better mark the page. Oh, by the way, did you want this announcement of the centennial party and formal dance next Saturday night?
No, thanks. I will be going now. Oh, Mary, would it be possible for me to speak with your mother before I go?
Well, yes, I guess so. Why?
There is something I would like to ask her.
Certainly, right this way.
Hey, I think I'm getting the hang of this backswing. Mm-hmm. Mom, watch.
Oh, Jeff, take your backswing into the backyard before you make a hole in one in the ceiling, please. Mother.
Yes, Jeff.
Oh, you're through with your lesson.
Yes, Mother. Joel has something he wants to ask you.
Mrs. Stone, if you will excuse me, I am very interested in doing other things besides tutoring. Jobs of any kind. So if you could think of something else I could do, I would be glad to do it. Any kind of job at all.
Oh. Asking for work. Oh, brother.
Joel, this is my little brother, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Joel. You were kidding about the work.
Was I? I mean, no, I do not understand.
Well, nobody goes looking for work. Around here, you just stand still and it'll find you.
Don't judge others by yourself, dear.
Well, now, let me see, Joel. This is something I hadn't given any thought to. Well... No, no, I don't think you could handle that.
Well, I can do it. What is it?
Well, there's a tree in the backyard that needs trimming, and I was going to call the tree service. It's quite a job.
That does not matter. All I will need is a saw and a ladder, and I will do it cheaper than anybody else. I want work, really, Mrs. Stone.
It's okay, Joel. You'll grow out of it someday.
All right, Joe, you're hired. Let the branches fall where they may.
Thank you, Mrs. Stone. I will take a closer look at the tree. See you outside, Mary.
Well, what's the matter, dear?
He didn't even bat an eye when I mentioned the centennial party, but he practically flips over trimming a tree. Maybe I should have leaves sprouting out of my ears.
Okay, Mary.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, honey. Now, what's going on?
Daddy, I'd like you to meet Joel Duplain, my French tutor.
How are you, Joel?
How do you do, Dr. Stone?
I'm just curious. What part does the tree play in the tutoring?
Oh, we finished the lessons for today, Daddy, but Joel was looking for some extra work, so Mother hired him to trim the tree.
Oh. I will do a good job. You will see.
Oh, I think you will at that. Nice to have met you, Joel.
Very pleased, Dr. Stone.
But, Donna, the contrast, that other boy up in the tree, sawing, tugging, twisting away, and there sat our son sitting on the ground doing absolutely nothing. Just sitting.
Well, maybe you expect too much of him, dear.
Oh, but, Donna, when I was Jeff's age, I was
out...
Father
thought you wouldn't amount to anything. He told me so.
Well, but I finally came around. I showed some
ambition. Wait, when's dinner? Let's start.
In a little while, dear.
Well, there's nothing like a brisk afternoon of sitting around to work up an appetite.
What do you mean?
Well, I try not to be too tough on you, but you're getting more and more lax when it comes to working. But you know you can't live this way when you grow up.
What about millionaires?
All right, what about them? How did they get to be millionaires?
Cleaning golf clubs.
Are you being sarcastic?
why don't you wash out for dinner?
Sorry, Jeff, I lost my temper.
Sorry I was sarcastic.
Don't say you were sarcastic.
Why don't you both wash out for dinner?
Look, Jeff, maybe I do expect too much, but I think that boys like Joel Duplain are they're going to go places. They're going to be the leaders of tomorrow. They're just... Forget it.
Mom, would you say that Dad's ashamed of me? I mean, can you honestly say that he isn't ashamed of me? He thinks I'm a no-good bum.
He does not think you're a bum.
All right, just no good.
Eat hearty. Stoke up on Campbell's Bean with Bacon Soup. Country beans laced with smoky bacon, slow simmered to tender perfection, and seasoned just right to bring out that old-fashioned bean and bacon goodness. How long since you've enjoyed Campbell's Bean with Bacon Soup? It's a sturdy soup for your whole family.
Hi, Dad.
Good morning, Jeff. Say, something I'd like you to do for me today.
Oh, great.
Did you say great? Is your name Jeff?
Sure.
I said there's something I'd like you to do for me at work.
I know, so shoot. What's the project?
I can't believe it. Well, I'd just like you to maybe straighten out my fishing tackle after school.
Fine.
And then you could wash the car?
Okay. It's only about 2 hours' work. Just to make a note of that, and we can settle up on Saturday.
Fine. Settle up?
I'm getting myself a notebook today and start myself in business.
Business?
Yeah, well, when you approve of somebody like you approve of Joel Duplain, makes me take a good look at myself and say, Jeffy, old boy, where you missing the old mustard with your pappy? I'll make Joel Duplain look like a somnambulist. See you at breakfast, Dan. Dad, a somnambulist is a sleepwalker.
Voici la plume, voilà le mur. Voici la plume, voilà le mur.
Excellent. Now, how old are you?
Hmm?
How old are you?
17.
Mary, your lesson, please, huh? How old are you?
Oh. Quel âge avez-vous?
Quel âge avez-vous? Quel âge? Quel âge? Try it.
Quel âge?
Better.
Quel âge avez-vous?
Very good. Well, that is all for today. Is your mother here?
Oh, no, not again.
I beg your pardon?
My mother isn't here, but my father is.
Could I speak with him, please?
All right. Joel, I've been thinking about the centennial party. It's going to be the best one ever. Everybody says so. Doesn't it sound exciting?
Well, could I speak with your father, please?
Sure. Daddy?
Oh, school out for the day?
Daddy, Joel has something he wants to talk to you about.
Oh, what is it, Joel? How are the lessons coming?
Just fine. Dr. Stone, I wanted to ask you if I could do something for you.
Oh?
Excuse me, please. This is where I came in.
I mean work. You see, I am taking all the odd jobs I can get right now. Well, I noticed your garage and I thought to...
Please, Joel, don't mention the garage.
Well, if you could keep the door closed, it would not be so bad. One needs to get one's car in and out.
Yeah, one does indeed. Well, how much to clean it out?
Well, let me think.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Joel.
Yeah.
Well, it is a two-car garage, and there are quite a few boxes to be moved around.
Hey, so... wait a minute. Is he talking about cleaning out the garage?
Yeah, why?
Well, Dad, I told you, I'm in business. Look, I've got the garage right here on my list. See? I thought I could do a real great job for only about $3. Oh, your fishing gear's all cleaned up.
Thank you, Jeff.
$2.50, Dr. Stone.
I'll do it for two.
Oh, wait a minute, fellas. I don't want to slight either one of you. I tell you what. The garage and the attic both need work, so...
$3.
$2.50.
$1.75.
$1.50.
Hold it.
ruin the labor market. Now, why don't you just divide it up? One take the garage and the other the attic.
Good idea, Dad. Then we can go back to our original prices, $3 each.
That's
a deal, Dad.
That is very fair, Dr. Stone.
No, thank you. I thought Jeff said...
I mean, I thought we'd already come down a little in prices.
Hold it a minute, Eager Beaver. I want to talk to you for just a minute, brother dear.
Well, make it fast. You're tying up production.
I want you to stop this silly competition with Joel before it goes any further.
What's it to you?
Oh, well, I've been hinting till I'm blue in the face for Joel to take me to the centennial party. And nothing. All he does is think about jobs, jobs, and more jobs, and you're not helping him.
Ah, don't go blaming me, sister dear. Why don't you get somebody else to ask you, like Scotty?
Oh, Jeff, you wouldn't understand.
Look, I've got all I can do with this mess, and I'm not running a Lonely Hearts Club. So shall we say, our reservoir, Cherie?
Hi.
Gee, it's beginning to look very nice.
Thank you.
Joel, do you ever think of anything... Excuse me. Besides making money?
Well, certainly I do, Mary, but...
Do you ever think of anything... as frivolous as dances and girls?
Oh, but of course, but right
do
now...
Do you like blue?
Blue?
The color blue. That's the color of my formal, the one I'm going to wear to the centennial party, that is, if somebody asks me. What color do you like in the formal?
Mary, it is not the color of the formal. It is the girl in it that counts.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Excuse me. I will not be able to talk to you right now, Mary. I must get this done. I may even be able to pick up a few more jobs today.
My mad miser.
don't worry about a thing, Mrs. Baker. She's going to be fine. Atta girl, Cindy. There you are. If that doesn't change, you give me a call, Mrs. Baker. Goodbye. Oh, hello, Joel. Come in.
Hello, Dr. Stone. Mary said it would be all right if I knocked.
Oh, sure thing. You know, it's a mighty fine-looking garage out there now.
Thank you. I really have to earn some more money, Dr. Stone.
Oh?
Well, I hate to impose... But your kitchen linoleum could use a good cleaning.
I'd better not let Mrs. Stone hear you say that.
Oh, I mean a special kind of cleaning. Not the kind a woman does usually. It is with a stiff brush. And you've got to get down and do every little inch real hard. Makes it like brand new.
That's a very good project. What's his price, Ed?
I will beat his price and do a better job.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Fellas, suppose we sit down and talk this thing.
Start bidding.
You start.
Come on, how much?
Fellas, listen.
$3.
$2.75. $2.50.
$2.25.
Fellas.
Bonjour, mes amis.
Again, please.
Bonjour, mes amis. Joel, you're not even thinking about what I'm saying.
Again, but this time it is, what was the sentence?
Joel, what are you looking at?
Your brother. He has me at a disadvantage. He is waiting for your father. When I come in today, your brother and I had a friendly little talk. I found out that he's after a big job. One I was kind of planning on.
Joel Duplain, if you mention the words job or work just once more...
But this is a big job. Painting the outside of your garage. If I could only get that.
Well, we might as well forget the lesson for today because you're just not with it. Joel, have you heard? They're having Alvin Benner and his society orchestra for the centennial party.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Your father is home. Excuse me.
Oh, boy, am I glad you're home.
What's up?
Oh, nothing much. It's just that Deb, I have a little proposition to make. Oh. Hey, what are you doing here? The lesson time isn't up yet.
Dr. Stone, this is the most important thing I've ever asked for, I think. Will you let me paint the outside of your garage?
Hold it, Dad. He lifted that idea from me. I want to paint the garage.
I did not. I had the idea myself.
Wait a minute. Who said I was even thinking of having the garage painted?
Dr. Stone, I know a little bit about painting costs. You just cannot turn down an offer to paint your whole garage for
$10.
$9.
$8. Dr. Stone, will you excuse us? Could we have a conference?
Oh, by all means.
Hey, what goes with you anyway?
Look, Jeff, will you do me a very big favor? Let me have this job, please.
Are you kidding? Look, business is business. I got just as much right to paint that garage as you have. More even. It's my dad and my garage.
I know how you feel, Jeff, but I need the money desperately. Let me explain, huh?
Yeah, it's quite a mystery, this Duplain kid. I've never seen a boy scratch for money the way he does.
Well, I've been worrying about it too, Alex. I have a feeling he's trying to help out at home.
Well, he doesn't look hard-pressed.
Well, why else would a boy work that hard? I mean, it's almost as if his life depends upon it.
I wish you hadn't brought this up. Now I feel guilty for letting him work so cheaply.
Mary?
Well, what's the work report, Mr. Duplain?
Mary, I have made it.
Made what?
I am going to paint your garage.
Isn't that nice?
But this is it, Mary. The money from this job will give me my quota.
Well, I'm glad. You know, I really would like to stay around and hear some more of your thrilling financial accomplishments, but I have other things to do. Good day.
Hey, this concerns you. It is all for you.
Me?
Now I can ask you what I have been waiting to ask since I came to give you your first lesson. Will you go to the centennial formal with me?
Joel, you mean you've been working all week just so you could ask me?
Yes.
Well, now I have heard everything. Do you know why old Joel has been knocking himself out around here?
Your father and I have just been discussing it. Obviously, he needs the money.
Yeah, but you know what he needs it for? Get a good grip on something. Now, here, sit down. This'll really throw you. Old Joel has been killing himself trying to scrape up enough money to take Mary to that centennial formal she's been squawking about. How do you like that?
I like it.
I must say, I have to give the boy credit.
Well, how about giving your poor old son some credit? I've been working myself silly trying to keep up with that guy.
Well, you deserve a lot of credit, dear. But I hope you weren't doing all that work simply to keep up with Joel.
Well, that wasn't the whole reason. If you want to know the truth, that wasn't any of the reason. A guy doesn't want his dad thinking he's a worthless hunk of nothing.
Jeff, I never thought that.
Well, you were thinking about thinking it.
Mother, guess what? I'm going to the centennial party with Joel.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, Mother, I've never been so thrilled by anything in my entire life. Oh, all this work, this struggle, this back-breaking toil he's been going through all week has been just for me. Oh, have you ever heard anything so beautiful, ever? Oh, it's just too much.
Oh, anything we can do for you, Joel?
Would you care to discuss the color of paint for your garage, Dr. Stone?
Oh, yes, I guess that would be in order.
You know, Mom, all along I thought that Joel was a pretty smart guy. But what can you say about a guy who's doing what he's doing? Wasting all that work and that hard-earned money on a girl.
Well,
The Donna Reed Show will return after a word from Johnson & Johnson.
Because people keep on getting cuts and scratches in all different shapes, Johnson & Johnson makes Band-Aid bandages in all different shapes, too. They come in square shapes, called patches, in round shapes, called spots, in small strips, called juniors, and in regular-sized strips, too. These bandages have overall air vents to let skin breathe and help heal faster, and they're sheer, blend with your skin. You get 32 of them, all assorted, in this one little package at your store. A baby's world is a world of feeling. The gentle feeling of Johnson's. The warmth of food. comfort of love. Johnson's, the softest baby powder there is.
Well, what do you think of our hard-working French tutor, garage painter, floor polisher, tree trimmer?
He looks handsome.
Just like he stepped out of a fashion magazine.
Thank you, Dr. Stone.
Well, ready at last. Good evening, Joel.
You look beautiful, sweetheart.
Thank you, Daddy. Good night.
Good night, Mommy.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Good night.
We will.
Enjoy yourselves. Good night, Joel. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.
Joel.
Yes, Dr. Stone?
You know, you've been thanking me all week for one thing and another. Now I'd like to thank you. You proved to a certain member of this family that there's nothing quite as rewarding as hard work and the knowledge of a job well done.
Jeff's a good fellow. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Mom, Dad.
Oh, what's up, old buddy?
I have an announcement about the JSOJC.
The what?
The JSOJC. Jeff Stone's Odd Jobs Corporation.
Oh, well, don't tell me you're going out of business.
No.
You're continuing?
Yeah, only in a slightly different way.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I think it's only fair to tell you that since Joel has gone out of business, there's no more competition. And where there's no competition, you know what happens.
What?
You got a monopoly. So from now on, the prices may be a wee bit higher. Dad!
We make today the lesson with the lunch.
Very good.
The Franco-American spaghetti, what it have?
It have four kind. One, two, three, four.
No, no. All four kind spaghetti have what?
Oh, the good sauce.
Very good. The good sauces make all four kind Franco-American spaghetti very good.
Papa, how you talk so pretty with your mouth full?
Try all four Franco-American spaghettis. Taste the difference great sauces make.
The Donna Reed Show has been brought to you by Campbell's Soups, Franco-American Spaghettis, and Campbell's Beans. Next week's sponsor will be Johnson & Johnson. A Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.